Marva Walters from Phoenix, Arizona. Have you ever heard this song? You listen, will you? It's a brand new one.
Do you ever feel discouraged? Is your life a misery? Do you wonder where you're going? Is it not so plain to see? Are you living in a blue world? Do you worry every day? Would you like to find an answer? Would you like to find a way? Now you will find it in the heavens. Lift your eyes and look above. The one above will take your hand, friend. He will guide you with his love, with his love, with his love. Do you ever feel discouraged? Is your life a misery? The one above will take your hand, friend. The one above will take your hand, friend. The one above will take your hand, friend. He will guide you with his love. He will guide you with his love. He will guide you with his love. He will guide you.
Brand new song written by a fellow by the name of Otis Skillings, who writes many of our arrangements that you're hearing tonight. It's called The One Above. It's kind of in the now idiom. And I hope you like that well enough to hear it often again. We're going to record it one of these days. We think some of these songs that are in the now idiom have something to say for such a time as this. You know, everybody in our group has a different talent. There are some young people that of course play and sing a number of different instruments and sing a number of different parts. One of our fellas drives the truck. Two of our fellas are running those big arc lights up there. Good night, everybody. And they turn me off whenever they want to. And one of our fellas is backstage operating the stage lights, and one of our young men is sitting down here in the front twisting the knobs on the whatever this is that I'm speaking into there, Lemoyne Helmley from out in California. Some of our young people take care of the records, and others take care of the souvenir programs, and some of them drive, and some of them do other things. And then there's one young man in our group whose special talent is eating. And I'm not going to point him out, but he's a big help. He really is. The other day, we were in the boardwalk in Atlantic City, and there are a lot of different unusual things down there, as you know, and there was, among other things, one of these talking scales. It calls out your weight, you know, when you stand on it, instead of reading a dial or pushing out a piece of paper. It calls out your weight, and when he got on it, the scale hollered out, "One at a time, please!" Takes you a little while, but you're coming, aren't you? Got another hour and a half together, and I'm sure we're going to have fun before it's over. Our doctor came in the other day. We have a doctor on our board of directors, and he came in, and Daryl went to him, and he said, "Doc," he said, "I got to do something about this." He said, "What should I do?" And the doctor says, "Well, why don't you diet?" He said, "Doctor, it's not the color, it's the shape." Well, he's very jolly, and I found out the other day why. He can't run, he can't fight. But he's good-natured, and that's proven by the fact that I'm still here after all of this nice things that I've been saying about him. He's a very fine singer. He lives in Daytona Beach, Florida. His name is Daryl Jack. Daryl, sing for us, man.
Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Oh, divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we
Jack, isn't that some voice, though? He went for the A-flat tonight. Bless your... How did you do that? It was all that hamburger we had for supper, wasn't it? Yes, sir. Thanks, Daryl. Not too long ago, two young men came to our concert in Long Island, and they did something that happens quite often. They gave me some music, and they said they had written it. Well, this happens... You know, practically every night, somebody comes up and says, I've written a song, or we get mail. We get music in the mail, and usually it's pretty bad. You know, I might as well be honest with you, most of the time it's pretty bad. Like, a lady came the other night and she said, Thurlow, I was sleeping the other night, and she said, all of a sudden I woke up and God gave me a song, and here it is, I think you ought to have it. Well, I don't like to doubt anybody's word, but I don't think God would do that bad work. I just don't. I think she had a bad piece of pie before she went to bed, and she had a nightmare and got up and wrote it down. I don't know, but it wasn't much. But these two fellas came, they said, we've written some songs, and we'd like to have you have a couple of them. Not only did they give me the music, and they gave me the music in good condition so I could read it, but they also gave me a record on which was this song, these two songs. And so I put them in my trumpet case and promised them I'd listen to them. Well, I went on through the rest of the tour, and about 6 months later, when we got home off the tour, I opened up my trumpet case and did my annual spring cleaning. And I found the record and the music. I put the record on my record player and listened to it, and right away, I liked the song, this one especially. So we've published it, and we're going to record it. That is, if you like it. Features the solo voice of a young lady who plays the piano for us. She's from Fremont, California. She's not only a fine instrumentalist, but she's also a very fine singer. Her name is Cheryl Lee. The song's called I'm Following Him. Would you listen?
Ooh. every day you'll always hear me say, I'm following him. I'm following him. I'm following him. I'm following
Cheryl Lee, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think of that flute playing? Wasn't that something? Dave Williamson, Oakland, California. Dave, got an idea. Why don't you do a song all by yourself? Get the clarinet, will you? We'd like to do something right now that's... I always like to hear him play because it reminds me of something that I didn't do. When I was a kid, my mom said I was going to play the clarinet. I said no. She said yes. I said no. She said yes. We compromised, and I played it. But not very well, not for very long. Because I'll tell you what, my mother finally gave up. I wish she'd kept after me. While she did work with me, I kind of got the taste of music, and I told her that I'd rather play the drums. They've just released my mother just recently, and everything's going to be okay, they say. But every time Dave plays, I kind of wish that I had practiced a little bit more on this instrument. It's a beautiful one. It's a clarinet. He's doing a song from one of our albums. The album was called High Time You Heard. It features the clarinet of Mr. Dave Williamson, the chorus, the band, all of us together. The song's called With a Song in My Heart.
Thank you.
Dave Williamson. We don't usually put two instrumentals back to back, but I forgot something just a minute ago, and I know you'd be disappointed if we didn't have it. We had a little problem about 4 weeks ago. We were in a town in New Jersey called Cranford or Cranfield. I don't know, Cranberry. I don't know what it was. It was down there somewhere. And we were in a church there one night, and after the church was over, somebody decided that one of our fellas didn't need his violin anymore, and so he picked it up and took it home with him. You can't believe that, but in a church, it was stolen out of the choir loft of that church. The violin was valued at about $1,100. So the loss has been fantastic. And we've just been kind of limping along with another violin, which we use just kind of on obligato things. But tonight, someone came up with a very nice violin. And just before the service, we had an opportunity to go through this song one time, and we'd like to do it tonight. It features the violin artistry of Mr. Ray Grant. He's from Denver, Colorado. And by the way, if you got a Stradivarius violin laying around at your house and you want to put it to good use, bring it after the service, would you? We'd love to relieve you of it. For those of you who don't know what a Stradivarius violin is, worth many, many thousands of dollars. That's why I said that. It's okay. Forget that one. But anyhow, somebody brought him a very nice violin, and we're very grateful to them. And for whoever it was that responsible for this violin, this song is for you, for all the rest of you too. It's one of my favorite songs for two reasons. One, it's an old song, and you know the lyrics, and you can kind of sing them along as he plays. But the second thing, the reason why I like this song, is because it tells the greatest story that was ever written. The true story, stories from the Bible. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." It all happened one day outside the city wall of Jerusalem in a place called Golgotha. The song says, "Beneath the cross of Jesus." Ray Grant. So if you've got a Stradivarius violin laying around your house, bring it after the service and he'll put it to good use. Have you ever had an opportunity to go around the world? I've often wished that I could just get on an airplane and have an unlimited expense account and take off and go all the places that are famous the world over. I'd like to go to Great Britain. I'd love to go to France and Germany. I'd love to go to Sweden and Norway and Switzerland. I'd like to go down into Spain. I'd like to go into Africa, Israel. Boy, would I ever like to go to Austria. And I'd like to go to India and Hong Kong. Wouldn't you like to go with me? Huh? Boy, we'd have a ball, wouldn't we? But if you can't, we thought maybe we'd take you tonight on a little musical journey. Around the world, we're going to go to some famous places. Now, if you like the places where we go and you kind of dig what we do, well, you just help yourself and have a good time, see? Because this is for all of us. Maybe you'll like one country more than another. If you do, that's okay. I wrote a little song called The World Is Yours, and it kind of wraps all of it together. And I hope you know one thing before we're finished with this package, and that is that the world really is yours. Africa, India, Turkey, Great Britain, the world is yours. Idaho, Mexico, Utah, and Michigan, the world is yours. On a football team, in business at home, from the will of God, don't let your sky roll. Trust God to guide you, He'll stay there beside you, the world is yours. Conquering sin, He will help you to win. The world is yours. Don't you let Him down. Don't cause Him to frown. In His strength you're bound. The world is yours.
Russia. They say an iron curtain keeps its people in and the free world out. But as was true in the early days of Christianity, persecution and oppression could not possibly silence the vibrant listening for God. There is no iron curtain or any barrier strong enough to keep out the gospel. Christian radio is finding listening ears and opening hearts behind that curtain.
In the corner,
hey!
Where you are,
hey!
Right in the corner,
hey!
Where you are,
hey!
Someone far from harbor, you may guide across the bar,
hey!
Right in the corner, where you are,
hey!
Highlanders and lowlanders, these are words that have become synonymous with an unusual group of people occupying the northern third of the island of Great Britain. The Church of Scotland still performs its cultural functions among the people, but a small minority find few answers to their spiritual needs. Billy Graham crusades have met with tremendous response here. There is a hunger for God. But if from thence shalt thou seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him, if thou seek Him with all thy heart. Scotland could awaken.
Of a colorful and contradictory people. Absorbed in the mysteries of their religion, they live always with the consciousness of death. There is no other land, however, where excitement reigns more supreme. This is the land that could feel the impact and the excitement of the gospel.
Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Festooned with villages and kingdoms, and with a bewildering array of customs, Africa offers many surprises. And perhaps the greatest is that man has survived here at all. In spite of conflicts and alarms, Christianity continues to move forward. Although the work is extremely difficult, there has never been a more challenging day for the Christian missionary. Christ could be the one factor to unite the whole of divided Africa.
Hajj Areum. Hajj Areo,
Hajj Areo,
climb the mountain,
climb the mountain,
through the valley,
through the valley,
tell the story,
tell the story,
Jesus died for you,
Jesus died for you,
on a tree,
on a tree,
suffered agony,
suffered agony,
on a tree,
on a tree,
suffered agony,
suffered agony,
now's in heaven,
now's in heaven,
wants to come in your heart and live,
wants to come in your heart and live,
wants to come in your heart and live.
Wants to come in your heart and live.
Wants to come in your heart and
potentialities of Israel, the land of the Bible where the Master walked, where the words were spoken, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, where God's plan of redemption was revealed to man. This desert land is blooming like a garden, and the rose of Sharon can bloom in the hearts of these people of the book.
Hydrogen bomb, the whole world sits on in fear, wondering. Wondering if millions of Chinese will burst their bonds and descend on a frightened world. We missed it in China, and now only God knows if Christianity will ever have another chance.
just above, right in the corner where you were.
With the picturesque Alps dominating some of the most breathtaking landscape anywhere, Austria stands out as one of the most beautiful spots in the world. Although Austria is a very religious country, we find a people who have very little use for the American style of evangelism. Austria has proved to be one of the most difficult, yet challenging fields available to today's missionary. Perhaps music is the key that unlocks the door.
It is not easy for one to comprehend, much less appreciate, the wondrous, sprawling, and elusive country that is India. There is no doubt that the Indian people are very religious, and yet it is fast becoming a closed door to the Christian missionary. Doctors and technicians, farmers and educators could take the message in, or a young Indian student, befriended and led to Christ, here in the United States, could well take the message home.
At a geographic and political crossroad, it has played a critical role in the fierce drama of many continents. Since the division of East and West in the early 60s, the ability to reach all of Germany with the gospel has been impaired. But Youth for Christ reports a new awakening among the young. If only we had talented teens to send there now. Why must we miss this great opportunity? Why can't we move now? The world is yours.
Utah and Michigan,
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see
with me through this green and growing land.
Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain.
Here's the land called power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall.
Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her faith. Her glory shall rest on us all.
Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as that padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land.
Only as tall as we stand, oh, here's a land called power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God.
Liberty!
and justice,
justice
for all.
For all.
For all.
For all.
For all.
Bible because the author is a personal friend of mine.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
It has durability and it will work for you and me. The mighty power of his word. You can read it in the good book. It's in the good book. So take a good
so take a good look.
His word is reliable, and best of all, it's very
pliable.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
It will bring salvation to every nation. The mighty power. The mighty power.
So we welcome you back to the final package of Splendor of Sacred Song. In the audience tonight is a young man who was on the stage last year when we were here. He traveled with us for 4 years on the road, and he not only was a member of the band, and that very well, but he of course also was our chief arranger. And if you don't think that that job in itself is a big one, you ought to see the volume of work that goes out of our office in Michigan. Well, this year, the workload became so heavy in our arranging with two groups on the road, with recording sessions, with publications that we're involved in, with all the other things musically that we're a part of right now, that he came off the road and is now home with Mama. And he's writing in our office, and is doing 1,001 things to help keep the groups on the road. He comes from Zanesville, of course. He won the Horace Height Youth Opportunity Program. He is a fine trombonist, and we think one of the greatest arrangers in the country. And he's in the audience tonight, and I would like to have you give him a very warm welcome home. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Stan Morris. Give him welcome. Stan! Come here, would you? Come here, Stan. Give him a good welcome, would you, ladies and gentlemen? Stan Morris. I always like to have Stan around because he makes me feel so safe, you know. He's kind of big and I'm kind of small. Stan has written some beautiful things. I can't go back through the concert and tell you all the things that he wrote for this particular show, but many of the things that you've heard this evening he has written for us. And the work just continues to pile out or come out of our office back there. And he, of course, directs the other arrangers who write for us. Mr. Otis Skillings and Mr. Ralph Carmichael, the other people who make contributions to our music. But he's right now in the middle of writing our Christmas show, and I wish you could all come to Detroit on the 21st of December when at Masonic Temple we'll present that program. He brought us a lot of other things today. But one of the things that he sent in a few days ago is a song that features the young lady who plays the piano for us. Her name, of course, is Cheryl Lee. And this song he sent in a few days ago, and we haven't had an opportunity to do it. So just before the concert tonight, the boys got out the charts, and Stan ran through it with them. And I want you to conduct it, if you will you?
All right.
You all set? The song is called I'll Trust and Never Be Afraid, one of the most beautiful songs, written by Flo Price. The arrangement is from Stan Morris, and Cheryl Lee does the vocal, and this is how it sounds.
Wherever God should lead my path today, I'll trust and never be afraid. Though dark and though uncertain be my way, I'll trust and strength is mine to face each trial and test. No fears have I when in his love I rest. I'll trust and never be afraid.
That's pretty fine writing, I would say. I'll trust and never be afraid. We're going to do another arrangement by Stan Morris. He's already gone down, and I'd have him conduct this. Dave, I want you to take this one, will you? Bill's back there somewhere. Would you like to hear Bill Barron one more time before the evening's over? Want to hear Bill? Okay. from his album, which I hope a lot of you have gotten, and if you haven't, I hope you'll get it after the concert. The very remarkable Bill Bear in his heart and his soul. Here's a little soul music. It's called Christ Is All, Bill Barron.
I don't possess houses or land, fine clothes or jewelry. Sorrow and strife in this old world my lot seems to be. But I have a Christ who paid the price way back on Calvary. And Christ is all in all, this world to me. Christ is all, he's everything to me. Christ is all, he rules our land and sea. Christ is all, without him nothing could be. Christ is all in all, this world to me. There are some folk who look and long for this world's riches. There are some folk who look for power, position too. But I have a Christ all in my life, and this makes me happy. For Christ is all in all, this world to me. Christ is all, he's everything to me. Christ is all, he rules our land and sea. Christ is all, without him nothing could be. Christ is all in all. This world to me, Christ is all.
And God said, let there be light. And God made everything that is. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good.
This is my Father's word, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings of the sea.
Creation shows the power of God. There's glory all around, and those who see must stand in awe, for miracles abound. So set free, miraculous, a change in one, redeemed through Calvary. I've seen the lily push its way.
I
nativity. For it has a place in history. Sure, he came to set his people free. What is that to me? Till by faith I met him face to face, and I felt the wonder of his grace. Then I knew that he was more than just God who didn't care, who lived away up there. Now he was beside me day by day, ever watching over lest I stray, helping me to find the narrow way. He's everything to me.
He's everything.
That he had put it there.
was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men.
This evening, what is the most important thing in life? I'm sure you would receive many different answers. Somebody would be sure to say that the most important thing in life is to get a good education. Someone else might say the most important thing in life is to earn lots of money. Someone else might, through sad experience, suggest that the most important thing in life is to marry the right man or the right woman. Someone else might say the most important thing in life is to have fun. To be happy. If you were to ask these young people what is the most important thing in life, this is what they would say.
Now walk with God, and He will be your dearest friend. Wherever you go,
one of the girls in the group is from a city out in California. She makes her home in a little town called Stockton. Her name is Renee. Renee, what was the most important thing that ever happened to you?
I suppose as I look back in the past, there were a lot of little things that I thought were important that happened to me. But I remember one of the most thrilling things that happened to me was when I received an art award for a painting that I'd done. I loved to paint, and I'd always felt really frustrated at times because I could never get my painting, the paint and the palette and the canvas, to work together. And finally, after a real hard, tedious day of diligently working and trying to get everything to fit into place, I looked back and for the first time I was satisfied. And I was thrilled when I went to Sacramento, California and saw my painting in this great big art gallery with the blue ribbon on it. To other people, maybe it wasn't such a big deal, but to me, for the first time, I felt like I'd achieved something. But there was a time in my life that was much more important than this time. And that was one dark, cold night, the night of my 18th birthday, when at 3 o'clock in the morning, I knelt beside my bed, and I finally let my pride crumble, and I let Jesus Christ come into my heart. And he painted for me the most beautiful picture that anybody could ever paint, a picture of eternal life. And I'm walking with him tonight. Ever since I accepted him that night, my life has been changed. And there's been a joy and a peace and a satisfaction that I could never receive from an art award or from anything else on this earth. And I plead with you tonight that if you're lonely, if you feel discontented with something, if you feel alone, if your heart feels cold, turn to God. He has an answer for you.
One of the boys in our band is from Flint, Michigan. He plays the bass trombone. And those bottom notes that you hear in the band are very often come out of the end of that trombone that he plays. His name is Gary Hammond. Gary, what was the greatest thing that ever happened to you?
Well, I think I'd have to say one of the most important things that ever happened in my life was an opportunity I had about a year and a half ago to travel with a music group to Europe, a group called Musical Youth International, composed of 100 high school students from Michigan and surrounding states. We traveled for 6 weeks in 5 countries abroad, played in a band there. I really enjoyed traveling and communicating with people of other countries. But someday I know I'm going to take another travel and another journey. Because about 3 years ago I accepted the Lord as my personal Savior. And I'm so thankful from that day forward that I did. I know that someday I'm going to take a journey upward with Him. And I challenge each one of you tonight that do not know Him, that you may walk with God too.
One of the girls in our group is from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Her name is Trish. Trish, anything exciting ever happened to you?
The most exciting and most thrilling day of my life, I think, occurred during my senior year in high school. It was like a dream come true to me, and I think it's a dream that every girl has at one time or another. And that's to be chosen the leader by her friends in the school. I was elected to a very special honor. I was chosen homecoming queen, and to me that was just the fulfillment of all my dreams of the activities I could have in high school. It was such an exciting day. There were tears of joy, and there was laughter, and the yelling at the football game, and the excitement in the crowd. But at the end of the day, as I sat in my room thinking about all the things that had happened to me that day, I realized that that day was not at all the most important day of my life. Because the most important day of my life was when I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior. It was then that I realized that again someday I will see another homecoming. And it won't be a homecoming that I can look back on and wish I could live over again or something that's just temporary. But it will be an eternal homecoming. A homecoming when Jesus Christ once again meets me. And again I will be crowned that day. And it will be glorious because I will know that it will not be by the election of my fellow students and friends, but it will be by the election of one person, the person of Jesus Christ.
Have you ever walked with God? Oh, I don't mean do you know about him? And the person in this auditorium doesn't know about him. I don't mean have you ever called on him when you were in trouble? There are a lot of people who use God as a fire escape. They have him on a shelf, and over top of that shelf is the words that say to be used in case of an emergency. I don't know what your concept of God is. Maybe you think he's some gray-haired old man that sits up in the back seat of heaven, ready and willing and able to stamp out anybody who has a little bit of fun. My friend, that isn't God. No. God wants to walk with you, and you need to walk with him. Because he made you, and he made you with a place in you that can't be filled by anything else other than his presence. And you can try to substitute, and you can try to put things in that place, but it'll never fit. They'll never work. Over time, they may satisfy. But there is no peace, and there is no lasting joy. There is no purpose in life that can possibly equal a life that's walked with God. You know how I know? Because I did what the Bible said. I tasted and I found that the Lord is good. Would you listen to this one more time? Close your eyes for a moment. I'd like to have you make a little sanctuary right there where you're sitting. Maybe you never did it before. But right there where you're sitting, I want you to think for a minute. Have you ever walked with God? I mean, really, have you ever got acquainted with him through his son? If you haven't, you can tonight. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. In just a moment, I'm going to pray. I wonder how many people there are across this auditorium. You say, Thurlow, when you pray in a moment, I wish you'd pray for me. I'd like to begin to walk with God tonight. I never really thought much about him, but tonight, more than anything else, I know I need him, and I'd like to begin to walk with him. I'd be glad to pray for you. That's the least I can do. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. You say, Thurlow, pray for me. I'd like to begin tonight to walk with God. Would you slip your hand up till I see it and then back down? That upraised hand says, God bless you and God bless you and God bless you. I see those hands. Just slip it up till I see it and then back down. That upraised hand simply says, Thurlow, pray for me. Remember me in prayer. I'd like to begin tonight to walk with God. Anyone else before I pray? Thurlow, pray for me. I'd like to begin tonight to walk with God. I don't know your name, but I'll see your hand and I'd be glad to pray for you. And God sees your heart, and he knows the need, and he can meet that need. And I promise you he'll do that tonight if you'll meet him, if you'll get acquainted with him, if you'll give him an opportunity in your life. Thurlow, pray for me. I'd like to begin to walk with God. Slip your hand up, anyone else, before I pray. God bless you, and God bless you, young man, and God bless you, and you, yes, God bless you. Who else? God bless you. Anyone else? You ladies down there, pray for that young man in the balcony, the young man to my left, the one in the middle over to my right. Dear God, I might have missed somebody's hand, but you didn't miss anybody. This I know. Because the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent eye of God sees all tonight. Bless every heart, and don't let anyone go away before that need's been met. For Jesus' sake I pray, amen. And I want to tell you one thing. We're going to go in just a moment, and the concert will be over. For those of you who raised your hand tonight, and you said by the upraised hand, Thurlow, pray for me, I'd like to begin to walk with God. I want to ask you to do something. As soon as we're finished, some of our young people will be right over here in this section. And if you meant it when you raised your hand, why don't you slip up and you'll sit down together for just a few moments. Let them take their Bible and show you from the Word of God how to begin to walk with God. If you didn't mean it when you raised your hand, forget it. Don't come. God doesn't want to play games. But if tonight, more than anything else, you'd like to begin to walk with God, slip up right in this section right over here. 4, 5, 6 of us will be there. And just say, hey, I'd like to talk for a moment. And you can sit down together. There's nothing for you to join. We're not a part of religious denomination. We don't have any tricks, don't have any gimmicks. But we'd more than anything like to just sit down and show you how you can walk with God, and then you make your own decision. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've enjoyed being with you tonight. And I hope that we'll have the opportunity of coming to see you again. Of course, our records are still available in the lobby. I hope you'll get one. And be the good Lord willing, maybe we'll all meet again, if not down here, up there. And that great homecoming that Trisha was talking about a few moments ago. Until that time, I want this song to be left in your heart.